Hello everyone. Find a space, make a shape that shows strength and power. You're going to hold it for 8 counts before travelling to another place in the room, also for 8 counts. Then continue to repeat this pattern. Listen to the music to know when to travel and when to hold your shapes. Are you ready? And shape, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Travel, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And shape, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And travel, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Shape, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Travel, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Shape, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And travel, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And shape, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Think about using different levels when making your shapes. If your first one is high, make your next low. And shape. Travel. And shape. Now travel. And shape. Travel. And shape. Travel. Now think of other ways of travelling. You might include turns, jumps, gallops, tiptoeing. Here we go. Shape, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And travel, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And shape, 2, 3, 4, 5. And travel. Shape. Travel. Shape. Travel. And stop. Split into two groups. One group representing King Alfred and the Anglo-Saxons, and the other, the Vikings. Move to opposite ends of the room, facing your opponents. One group are going to make their strong shapes in canon, starting from one end of the line. Then they'll advance a few steps. Next, it's the turn of the other group to do the same. Keep going until the music stops or the groups meet. Make sure you are in two lines facing each other. Decide which group is going first and which end of the line will start the canon. Here comes the music. Thank you. everyone spread out and make sure you're in a space to start your travelling moves. Remember, Alfred fled across the difficult terrain of the marshes. Can you show how difficult it would have been travelling over muddy, uneven ground? And off you go. Try to show the effort it takes in your actions and facial expressions. Alfred was also known for the building of walled towns, like fortresses, called burhs. Get into groups of 3, 4, or 5 and use your bodies to create these tall, strong shapes. Think about the size of your shape. Do you have enough space? You might want to have a look at burr shapes made by other groups to give you ideas on how you could improve your work. Time to put all our ideas together. Get into your two groups at either end of the room. We start by making strong shapes in Canon, then advance towards the others. Then we'll travel through the difficult marshlands. Use this to join your bear group and create your tall, fortress-like shape as a finishing position. Make sure you're in two lines facing each other. Decide the group that is going first and which end of the line will start the cannon. Ready? First line, cannon. Remember your strong shapes using different levels, high and low. And advance. Other line, cannon ready? Begin. And advance. First line, cannon again. And advance. Second line, final cannon. And advance. Get ready to travel through the marshes. And travel. It's hard going through the sticky mud. Find your group to make your bear shape. Make a strong fortress. And hold. And finish. Well done. Do you remember the story of Alfred burning the cakes? Sit down in a space and imagine the smoke rising as the food starts to burn. Show gentle upward spiraling actions, getting higher and higher, twisting, curving.